Poetry Rocks Tool 8, The Recipe. And the purpose of the recipe is to deepen what you've learned about geography, chronology, and furniture as necessary content ingredients and to keep practicing weaving them into your work. And just like with the tool that we did the last time, it can be used in any genre to strengthen your writing. And here's what to do. You're going to create a poem inspired by a visual image by gathering words that suggest geography, chronology, and furniture to use as ingredients in cooking up your work. So you're just going to select any visual image. Anything can work, a painting, a postcard, a greeting card image, a picture in a magazine, or a photograph. Just pick something that you really like looking at and like thinking about and study it for a few minutes and let the image speak to you. As you gaze at your image, write down 12 words that it brings to mind, one for each category below. This is another one of those right brain, left brain activities. Trust whatever your right brain comes up with, even if it doesn't make sense. The words don't have to be present in your image, and you don't need to understand the connection between the image that you're looking at and the words that pop up. And just like we did with our personal diction deck, choose words that are beautiful to you for both their sound and their meaning, and be specific, as in sassafras, not tree. I've given you examples, but any word that comes to mind for you in each category will work. And the first one is a who word. So boy, mother, Maxwell are examples. The name of any object like chair or ball or ring is number two. The third one, a color word, amethyst, gray, aquamarine. A sound word, whistle or lullaby or melodic, any word that suggests sound to you. Next, number five, a smell word, vanilla, ocean, pungent, anything that brings to mind smell for you. Number six is a taste word, so raspberry or sweet or succulent. Number seven, a touch word. What came to mind for me was kitten, prickly, cotton. Number eight, a wear word. And this is, again, that geography that Maxine Kumin spoke of. Thicket, Schenectady, home. Those are all wear words. Number nine, a chronology word, a when word, like evening, yesterday, April. Number 10, a verb of motion. Glisten, to me, is a verb of motion. I can see the light moving. Canter or lope. Number 11, a way a person can be, like worried or persnickety or audacious. And number 12, an abstraction. Anything you can't see, smell, taste, hear, or touch, like forgiveness or hope or lonely. Now, once you have those 12 words, assemble a poem or other piece of writing if you like, weaving in these words in any way that you like. Use all of them as you put together your original draft, but feel free to take some of them out during the editing process, anything that doesn't feel like it works well. And I'm going to share with you my example. This is a poem I wrote that captured my experience of losing my mother. And I actually used a magazine image of a man walking down a city street at night. And I really didn't know when I saw that image what I was going to write about. I just wrote down words for each of these 12 categories that I just read to you, and those words gave me my subject. So you can read which words I used for the different categories. If you can match them up, but I'll just read you the 12 words that I worked in. Mother, snowplow, grimy, saxophone, pistachios, bitter, body, hallway, May, glitter, lonely, and blessed. That's kind of a random words, as you can see. And then this is what I put together using those words. It's called Yes, the Bird Sang. Infinity glittered its bright wings the night my mother died. A saxophone sounded somewhere I'm sure of it. Even as one of my brothers drove circles through the city in silence after our phone call, couldn't quite explain the time it took him to walk back in the door a motherless man, the same door he'd walked out only hours before, world still intact, familiar. He'd said goodbye. We all had. He passed around pistachios. Some of us ate them, sitting there in the hallway outside her room, waiting for the undertaker to come. I thought her body would be frightening without her. It wasn't, only lonely. An echo. Yes, the birds were singing the world awake, as cheerily as ever, even at 4 that May morning, when I finally went to bed. I dreamed of butterflies opening their wings, one, then another, another. Winter had yielded to cherry blossoms. The snow had melted, even the last dregs of the piles the plows leave, those grimy sentinels one thinks will never lose their grip. But the wind, the blessed wind, knew enough to blow bitter, bringing rain. So now for your reflection, after you've had a chance to pick your words and write your poem. You probably noticed that this tool is quite similar to Tool 7, the envisioning. Did you find the specificity of listing 12 categorized words more or less useful to you than listing words and phrases in the three general areas of geography, chronology, and furniture? Our brains don't all work the same way, after all, which is why learning a number of different approaches to writing is important. What tools have you most enjoyed and found most valuable so far?